Brian is back with more business news.
Angus, thank you. It's been quite a significant week economically with the publication of the government's summer economic statement. There was an update on the national debt and some debate around the outlook for our GDP. Dermot O'Leary is chief economist with Goodbody. Let's start with the summer statement, Dermot. The government has said it's going to breach its own spending rules. The Fiscal Advisory Council was quite critical of that decision yesterday. Are they right? Should they be pulling back because the economy is running quite hot at the moment?
Well, yes, but I think it's easy for people like me and the Fiscal Advisory Council to comment on that. There is what we have been describing as an embarrassment of riches. So because of that, the government and the ministers have had what would describe as a high-quality problem on their hands. So has there been a breach of their spending rule? Yes, they've admitted that. But in the scheme of things, I would say it's actually quite modest. And it can be, it is down to the higher inflation environment as they have laid out. So the spending rule anchors spending in line with the long-term growth, medium-term growth in the economy of about 5%. The spending increase on the core side has been just over 6% that has been announced this week. That is small in the scheme of things, and I certainly wouldn't put it in the kind of scale of fiscal errors that, say, we've maybe seen on the other side of the Irish Sea, say, over the last nine months or so. So I think we need to put it in some sort of context here.
But is the fundamental problem that it could contribute to inflation?
That is the fundamental problem, and that is the case. But if you think about the parts of those spending increases and tax cuts, the tax cuts amount to just over 1 billion. That doesn't even meet the requirements in terms of keeping up with wage inflation in the economy overall. And secondly, and really, really importantly, is the growth in spending on capital projects is faster than the growth in current spending over the next 12 months as planned. And that's important because we now have a supply problem in Ireland, not a demand problem. We need to invest in capital infrastructure to maintain the sorts of growth rates that we're seeing, because essentially, Brian, the country is full. So that capital spending is really, really important for the medium term.
You mentioned the embarrassment of riches coming in mostly on the back of corporate tax receipts. One thing they could do with it is pay down the national debt, but that appears to be happening because there was quite a drop in the debt according to figures from the NTMA in recent days. But should we be bothered about the overall figure at all, really?
Well, we should be bothered about it for sure. I mean, it is still high in nominal terms. It is worth saying that it's very rare that countries, that sovereign nations, pay down the nominal amount of debt. So in that regard, this is an achievement by Ireland, a great achievement by Ireland. What normally happens is that the economy grows over time and that debt relative to the size of the economy falls. And that will be the main driver of the fall in the debt to GDP ratio over the next number of years. It still needs to come down, but I think the worrying about the nominal level is less important. I think we need to be concerned about how much additional debt we take on as we see higher interest rates over the next number of years.
Just briefly on the subject of GDP, the ESRI was forecasting a very weak outcome for that measure on the back of a fall off in pharmaceutical exports. Are you seeing that from your forecasts?
Well, we saw in Q1, very much because of what happened in the month of March, a very large fall in manufacturing output. That's likely due to the pharmaceutical sector, and that bounced back in the month of April. So that is having an impact on the overall full-year numbers for GDP. I'd be less concerned about that, though. I'd be looking at the modified domestic demand, strips out those the impacts of multinationals, and there are a lot of impacts coming through there. And on that basis, the economy has actually performed better than expectations, certainly that we've seen since the start of the year, because of one, the global economy is a little bit better, although there are vulnerabilities coming down the line, and domestic spending, particularly because of the buoyancy of the labour market, has led to this extra domestic spending as well.
Goodbody Chief Economist Dermot O'Leary, thank you very much.